a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 16th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fairly well. You know, I talk endlessly about my hip replacements because I guess I think I'm a hero now.
You were a cape.
Okay, thank you.
You got a cape in here, yeah. I love it.
Well, I'm glad most people, you finally told them the truth.
Yeah,
I do have a cape.
Yeah.
Well, I did my first set of squats after 3 years of not being able to squat today in the gym with just the bar.
Yeah.
Made it almost parallel, but not quite. And I am pretty proud of myself. We will see what tomorrow brings.
Tomorrow's going to bring one word.
What?
Pain.
P-A-I-N.
Pain. Yeah. It's okay. It's good pain, though.
It is the pain that rebuilds, does not tear down. I atrophied so horrible that when I did leg extensions, it was every little teeny muscle fiber was vibrating at 1,000 little beats a minute, and it was just comical to watch those legs.
I am not, of course, an expert on this, but I would recommend not going parallel on squats, but that's just me.
I didn't, no.
There you go. Even when you feel like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't do parallel stuff anymore. I just, you got two of them, I only got one, so maybe yours are bionic, but I'm not risking it, and I'm not doing it.
You just do horizontal, not parallel, whatever that means.
I don't know what that even means either. I just go below parallel, but right above parallel. Holy crap.
I'm going above horizontal. That's the way I do it.
I don't, okay. It's just, I feel like we're talking over each other now. I don't know what we're doing.
I hope a personal trainer's listening, thinking, what did Ed just say? He's doing horizontal.
I'm doing horizontal, non-parallel squats. Yeah. Okay. Those are knee raises. Okay. What are we doing? I don't know. What are we doing here?
Before I forget, I probably did last time, in fact, this guy came by the store earlier today. His name's Peyton. He's a cool guy. He's in a bodybuilding contest. He's just young and spirited, and he's fired
up. He's a musician,
up.
Yeah.
He is. You know him because
he's been on my podcast.
He told me that.
Yeah.
And he came to me and said, Ed, can you give me some advice about, I want to start a podcast. Ah. And he said, you really seem to do a good job. I said, let me talk about who's the King Daddy of podcast in Chattanooga, and it's Clint Powell. And he said, oh, I've been on his podcast. I invited him to come over next Thursday just to sit and watch. And so tell people what podcasts you do have.
Yeah, I've got a couple. During the Break podcast, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, Conversation with the Interesting People. I've been doing it for 7 years. DayFirePodcast.com. That's with the former owner of Rock Creek Outfitters, Dawson Wheeler, Adventure in the Great Outdoors. Of By and For the People, those are some constitutional deep dives, plus Eric, Matthew, and I, and some guests, do dive into political narrative, headlines, The American Experiment. And then I have one, I just recorded our episode 13, by the time people hear this, will be out on Crimecast. It is me and David Roddy, former Chattanooga police chief, and we talk about policing, the community, infamous crime cases, cold cases. We're going to have some hot cases coming in. We were just talking about some possible guests coming in from the FBI and TBI down the road. And so we just released one, if you want to go listen to it, and it is a deep dive on the Unabomber. A buddy of ours did a audiobook on the Unabomber.
Mm.
And so we spent about an hour talking about that. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that.
That is pretty neat.
Yeah, very, very nice. I love doing it.
And, you know, I do and always will have a brotherhood with the police department, because once you are a police officer, as I was from 1978 till 81, short run, but it was enough run.
Right,
it was just the right amount. I was starting to get burned a little bit after 3 years, and I left with such still excitement for the job. Mm-hmm. And those guys and those women are heroes.
Aren't
no
you?
Doubt.
Don't you? Now that you did 3 years, another friend, DeMarlon Dean, was a police officer for a short time, maybe a little longer than that. I'm not really sure, but aren't you amazed when you talk to people and they've been in the force for 25 years, 20, 30 years, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
That is a – it takes a lot.
It takes a lot, and you have to regroup many times along that path to survive the ups and downs, and the sometimes the boredom, and sometimes the politics, and sometimes all the other stuff that goes with
the mental health that
and
comes with it.
The fact that the public now, you know, we used to be called pigs. That was the insult. It was the only thing people would they'd holler out there, "Hey, pigs!"
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And boy, how kind is that compared to what they're being told today in the national news and everybody?
I mean,
big companies are calling police out in cities, but they are heroes. I actually think that wish that they could be included in Veterans Day, because I think police officers, men and women, are doing a job that takes such bravery.
Right.
There's no doubt. And you do it not over a period of 4 years. You do it over a period of 25 normally to get a career.
Right.
When I did start, there was only 20 years you had to work to be retired. So I would have retired at 41 years old. But I have followed the path that was needed to be followed. So
yeah,
I'm perfectly fine.
You followed
with
your passion.
I have graduated from Summit PT. Brian over there at Summit on East Brandon Road did a wonderful job rehabilitating me for my hip replacement. Cannot say enough good about him. Very experienced. I have learned so much about the expertise of people who go to school so long to learn the anatomy and physiology of the human body. Mm. That's what it takes to be that level of expert. The only other people on that level is an orthopedic surgeon, from what I was told. And I do believe that. And I would just really, really recommend PT, the proper PT, for the proper reasons, for the proper people at the proper time.
You ran into my daughter. I believe in PT.
That's
She's
right.
over there getting her back and hip straightened up. Yeah.
Absolutely. Did a recent YouTube podcast number 3 of 4 series on how to improve your health span and longevity. Mm. The number 3 one was on which nutritional supplements are the basic minimums to improve your health. And I have recalibrated those, and I actually called it the Blueprint 4.5. And I did that just kind of a little quirky 4.5. What does that mean? It means 4.5 decades. I will be at doing this job for almost 45 years in just a matter of a few months. And I also will be 66 years old in about 6 weeks.
Good for you.
Yep, good for me. Proud to do that, and proud to still be here, being kind of the silverback gorilla of the gym.
Did you say that you had come up with the vitamins or the supplements? Which one was it?
Well,
the ones that are needed.
The program, called the Core Four, but I've recalibrated it.
Okay.
It's different than it used to be. It's easier. It's a little less expensive. It did take out the green drink, because I'll be honest with you, Clint, 50% of the people will not do what you do. They simply will not drink it. They can't.
My mouth is agape.
It is. I'm feeling the breath over here.
So wait a minute. But it's good for me to keep doing it.
It is so good, as long as you don't have oxalates, which is another whole conversation.
I probably do. I don't.
But the thing is, we need these things for protection, detoxing, and other components of the body. But when 50% of the people quit a product because they can't stomach it, I've got to recalibrate it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How about the veggie pills, the green pills?
They're never strong enough. I don't care. All the marketing, unless you're taking a handful, which is 10 or 12, they just are not going to be enough. I first use the knife and fork to get it, my foods, which is the broccoli, the cauliflower, the coleslaws, not the spinach, because they have too many what we call oxalates. I've spoken about that till the end of time lately.
Right.
And so there are plenty of green foods that we need to get, and there's plenty of healthy fats. Those are the olive oils and the butter, the ghee, the coconut oil. Those are the main ones that are healthy fats. With every lunch and supper, do I consume those? But go to YouTube on Nutrition World's channel. Look at part 3 of how to improve your health span and longevity. Part 2 was on how to put together the macros, the protein, fats, and carbs to lose weight and feel better.
Okay.
And it was I enjoyed doing that one. I got one more to go. And I will say that I did I'm going to brag about myself. I think I have done probably, recordings is different than podcast. If we just talk recordings, I've probably done 2,500.
Right.
But if you talk podcast and real interviews, I've probably only done 220, and you've done over 1,000, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As far as interviews, I'm probably approaching closer to about 1,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so there's a knack to it, there's no doubt, and you are so excellent at it. But I think the best I've ever done
a
couple days ago. It should be posted by the time this show comes out.
What's it on?
It is on the IV ketamine therapy.
You had mentioned that.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear that one, because you said you kind of asked some questions from a layman's perspective, like I would have, the concerns.
Absolutely. And I think that Charles at Scenic City Neurotherapy so eloquently answered every one of those questions to a level that I don't know if anyone could even have another question at that point. So it's going to appeal to people who want to build a toolbox for their own self-management of anxiety, depression, PTSD, and also maybe some of the inward journeys that can come when you actually release your human body from the essence of who you are. It's really an odd, very unpredictable, mm-hmm. and sometimes scary place to let go right. and surrender.
Right. Okay.
So that will be out, and I never. Do you listen to your own podcast? Got to ask you that. I don't.
I have listened to maybe 30
out of 1,500.
Yeah, I don't. I don't listen to much. There's not a whole lot I can do. But once you've edited it up and okay. it's out, mm-hmm. it's done. And so podcast mm-hmm. regret. Now I go back and listen to some stuff to make sure what I thought was said, okay. or to hear some, I want to. Mm-hmm. So I go back and spot listen, okay. but I don't go back and listen to full podcast. It drives me insane.
I am too critical of myself.
I hate my voice, I hate my hummins and my haws and bull crap. Nope, I'm done.
I did listen maybe a minute a couple of weeks ago, and I heard myself say the word thing 3 times in 1 minute.
I turn it off.
So I'm not saying the word T-H-I-N-G. If I say the word thing on this show today, you will get a $50 gift card to Nutrition World.
Well, you know what my worst habit is?
What?
And I do this all the time, and it makes me feel terrible admitting it. Mm-hmm. The last 15 minutes of any podcast you listen to me, I bet I say, hey, before we wrap it up, 7,228 times an episode. It drives me insane because I look down and I'll go, hell, I got 14 minutes left of talking. Why am I already saying, hey, you know, before I let you go, I know you're busy, but we'll wrap it up. I'm like, man, those are just nothing but fillers, and it's not mm-hmm. good. It's not good no. use of my words.
It is wasted breath, I would probably say.
Yes, it is.
I do want to do a shout out to one of my great staff members. We have 30 staff members. We have 17 practitioners at Nutrition World. Many people don't realize that. And I want to talk about Trina. I think you may know Trina.
Yeah.
She's came from Panera. She is outstanding with her customer service knowledge. How much she's learned is just blew my mind away over the period of 3 to 4 years she's been with me. And she's an expert with skincare. So we have such a great skincare section at Nutrition World with some of the purest ingredients. And none of these ingredients are faking it. They're not like giving you big pretty words in boxes, but yet on the small print you see some sodium lauryl sulfates and all the bad stuff. So Trina, a shout out for her being such a wonderful staff member. Well, it is time to take a break. I have got a lot of notes that I want to cover to empower you with so many different little segments of your health and how you can turn things around. It's kind of like a savings account. You know, you look at saving $25 a week, it's like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
But you do that for a period of time, it becomes substantial.
Adds up.
Sure does. In fact, Dave Ramsey said the other day on his Instagram, $100 a month saved at age 21 till age 65, you will have over $1 million most likely. Everything's based on interest rates, but he said history has proven you should have $1 million if you truly can do $100 a month from age 21. Well, just imagine if that was your health and you could build health to that level. You can build health to that level if you do it consistently.
I got an opposite of Dave Ramsey. Mm-hmm. Spend $100 a month on crazy stuff, and by the time you're 61, you'll have unbelievably great memories. There you go.
I actually resonate with that.
There you go.
Hey, that's my song.
Take $100 and go do something that's you know you're gonna can't take it with you when you go.
I know.
That's the most financially unstable. Don't listen to me.
No,
but there are great memories.
Thing to be said for that logic, because I am incredibly connected to creating stories in life.
Okay.
I'm totally. I mean, I literally don't have much of a retirement plan.
I don't think I'm going to become the new anti-Dave Ramsey. You know, I don't think people are going to build their lives on no financial stability whatsoever with Clint Powell.
There's a middle ground on most conversations, including this one.
Absolutely.
A wise middle ground. So it is time to take a break. When we come back again, I'll be talking about many health notes, that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, the PhD of East Ridge, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And, you know, I used to a period of time when I was in high school, I was such a poor student, but I did have some very focal interest, and one of those was mythology. Didn't learn a whole lot, but I was always intrigued by it. And I heard this story actually by Dr. Peter Attia on my 500-page book that I'm going through about called Outlive, one of the greatest books, I think, on the transition of medicine into a world that actually works and not one that just treats symptoms.
Okay.
But he talked about Tithonus, and he said Tithonus in Greek mythology was granted one wish. And when he thought and thought and thought, he said, okay, this is the wish that I want to be granted. I want to be granted eternal life. Well, what happened was he didn't ask for the other part to that little question, which is, I want to be granted eternal youth. So Tithonus became a crickety old broken down man eternally, because he wasn't asking for eternal youth. He was asking for eternal life. And that's what the medical system really is about today, is about extending the breath and the life and not giving a whole lot of consideration toward quality. And that's where self-empowering ourselves with, one, creating a team effort of those that you read. This is called READ, read or listen to almost every day, so you can learn. And many of us quit learning from the day we graduate from our college or our high school, and we just continue to tread water through life. But learning is not always fun and easy, but it's so important, especially with things that change, such as decisions on health. Well, I use, you know, like Natural Nurse Mama on Instagram. I may spend 33 seconds in the morning looking at her little post. People on YouTube that I really trust, like Dr. Peter Attia. If you trusted me, you could go to The Holistic Navigator or NutritionW.com and see our podcast. But, you know, I mean, what do you have any health podcasts that you listen to?
Oh, I got a ton.
That's what I thought you
did. Yeah, Ben Greenfield is a big one. I listen to Joe Rogan. He has a bunch of health stuff on his podcast.
He's very connected, and he practices.
Yeah, The Holistic Navigator. You know, to your point, I saw a stat the other day that the average life expectancy in 1860 was like 38 to 40 years old in the United States. Mm-hmm. And now it's closer to 77 to 80 years old. And it's the extending life, and to your point, how we live that extra life, the above, you know, the extended life we've developed, mm-hmm. what does that look like? Mm-hmm. And you said a key word, I think, and that's trust. Because there, if you want to talk about misinformation, go just look up health news. You can find mm-hmm. a different opinion. A friend of mine, Chastity Snowden, from here, but she's CrossFit Games, mm-hmm. you know, global participant in the past. She posted something the other day. I follow her, Chastity mm-hmm. Snowden, Fearlessly Authentic. And she said that if you take into account all the headlines, you shouldn't eat anything, mm-hmm. you shouldn't drink anything, because everything now is bad for you. They find something bad all the time, and if you just and don't have any principles or those core people mm-hmm. you trust, well, I'm going to stop eating this. Now I'm going to yep. start eating that. Oh, I need to take this supplement. No, I should stop taking mm-hmm. that supplement. I'm supposed to sleep 4 hours. I'm supposed to sleep 8 hours. Oh, I need to get mm-hmm. up early and not fast. I shouldn't fast. Get overwhelmed.
You get bounced around like a ball in one of those pinball machines.
Yeah, eat greens. Only eat meat. Don't eat meat. Eat
that's,
eggs.
That's right.
It's crazy.
And if you don't have a team, if you don't have a plan that you feel confident in, that doesn't mean that plan doesn't change. Again, like I talked about earlier, I've done that podcast on 4.5 Blueprint. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I spoke about the fact that I have turned the corner many times on my opinions because 45 years of experimenting, watching, and learning and reading, you don't stay the same if you're truly learning. You can't.
That's my thing, too, though. How do you measure that? Well, you measure it by results. So if I start something today, mm-hmm. I don't expect to be changed by tomorrow.
Exactly.
But within 3 to 6 months, I should feel a little different. I should notice some changes. If you've done something for a year and it's not worked, then you need to learn something different.
Absolutely.
That's Clint's opinion.
Yep. Yeah. And, if you know, I feel that I have a blessing that I can observe more than Edward Jones in the mirror. I can observe literally 350 people a day. Now, not all of those are telling me their story, but there's dozens who tell me their story every day. I get to look at blood work. I get to follow their diet. I get to hear their comments. I get to watch their weight. I get to see their muscle in the gym. Mm-hmm. People tell me a lot of intimate details. They seem to be comfortable with expressing a lot of their deepest secrets, everything from their sex life to their poop life.
Well, they're seeking.
They are seeking is right.
And I don't know where else to go. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask the people back to mm-hmm. I trust to keep my secret mm-hmm. and then to give me advice off giving me the right advice. And that's what they're looking for.
I keep everybody's health secret but yours. You're the only person I ever really just blab it everywhere.
It's okay. I don't care. Go for it.
Oh, really?
It doesn't bother me.
You don't mind me talking about your hemorrhoids?
No, whatever. Listen, I'm sitting on pillows. Go for it. I don't care. what is it going to? I don't have a girlfriend. What are we going to do?
Oh, that's true.
Run her off? I don't have, no, we're good.
You don't have a boyfriend either?
No, I have no friends of any kind. No friends.
You have one dog and two kids.
That's it. And that's all I really need, to be honest with you.
Well, no, that's what you want. But that's not. And speaking of blood work, Be Well Lab downstairs from Nutrition World, which is open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 11 and do walk-in labs at very discounted prices. But it was a really cool story. Marlene, who owns the lab, told me this week that a couple that was visiting from the Netherlands in South Carolina actually saw my video on the blood testing on NutritionW.com and came all the way down to Nutrition World because they can't get walk-in blood testing in their country.
Oh, wow.
And they were really just so excited the fact that they could look inside their own body with their own money and with their own choices. We tend to forget how many freedoms we have. And honestly, COVID allowed a lot of this to happen because it had to open some avenues for people who were stuck at home or did not have other resources.
Yeah.
And because of the bureaucracy and the politics of mainstream medicine, they had locked the doors. They had closed them. Mm. And COVID opened those doors. And I don't know if they'll ever close them again. Mm. Probably not. Off the total left field here is another comment that I read, because we are in a little war that I don't know when it started, but it kind of like did not escalate, I don't think, till COVID. But it's between vegetarians and meat eaters. It has gotten pretty harsh. I mean, it's ugly, because the meat eaters, the carnivore people, the doctors and professionals who, and Rogan and people who propose the carnivore diet, which I do lean toward, there's no doubt. Mm-hmm. There's a massive insulting war of each person on the both sides throwing a lot of mud. And so people who want to throw the mud toward vegetarians, it's called a fun fact. The diet of Charles Manson for many years, who was the murderous Manson family, was actually an animal activist and a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And so was Hitler. They both were vegetarians. But That's does that prove anything? Doesn't
no.
prove anything. It's a fun fact. That's why I call it just a plain fun fact.
Well, I hear the mud throwing. The mayor in New York just said something about one of the they're not going. It's one of the reasons they're going after the pizzerias is they're saying it's the carbon footprint, which is just a bunch of crap, in my opinion. But he came out and said I think we brought this up last time on the radio show. He came out and said, I'm going to ad lib. Y'all can go watch the clip. Basically, everyone knows the vegetarian diet is healthier for humans. And I'm like, no, not everyone knows that. He's a vegetarian. I'm like, you just said that as a matter of fact.
Yep.
And there's a whole other side of it over here that would disagree. Jordan Peterson. Do you know the Jordan Peterson story? Do you know who Jordan Peterson is?
I know him quite well.
Okay. Well, he came out and he may have changed, but I don't think he has. He was going through really bad depression. His daughter had some really chronic health issues. And they both switched over to the carnivore, basically the majority of the carnivore diet, and they made some modifications. But it cleared up about 80 to 90% of their mental issues and their physical issues.
Did not know that.
Go research his story going to the carnivore diet. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast. He's been on several times. And he talks about how food changed his health.
Well, food is medicine, and it is being discounted by the normal traditional mainstream medicine. And for those people who want to, you just mentioned it in a way that was really kind of opens the door for those who just make a statement and think people are going to take it as factual, which many times we do. If you tell it often enough, people will finally assume that it's factual. And it has been true of red meat. It's been true of many things. And I will say this before I even get into it. It is totally possible to be healthy as a total vegetarian.
Absolutely.
There's no way that I would doubt that. Now, how that has to happen is not what the normal vegetarians believe. I believe, as I did on my previous YouTube, I spoke about the macros, the protein, fats, and carbs. If vegans would eat very clean, which they will normally, but they would reduce their carbohydrates and just simply raise their vegetable protein and their healthy fat levels. The problem with most vegetarians is they're using way too many carbohydrates in their diet, which is stressing the insulin system of the body. But on YouTube, all you got to do if you want true research is bring up Dr. Paul Saladino and Dr. Furman. Dr. Furman is a total vegetarian who will go to the ends of the earth to prove he's right, and Saladino will go to the ends of the medical literature to prove he's right. And Furman literally died on this competition between Saladino. Furman could not hold one candle to all of the reports that Saladino was bringing up about what about this study, what about this study, what about this study. Furman could not even comment.
Well, to me, it goes back to what I said earlier, and I'm not an academic, but does it work? I mean, if I've done a certain diet, all vegetarian, and I've done my blood work, and I feel good, and my muscle mass is there, and my blood work is healthy, and I have clarity of thought, what does it matter what that works for me. But if it doesn't work for me, and I'm just going to die on the hill of vegetarians better for the world, and I'm not healthy, my blood work's not good, I've got the mental fog, then it doesn't work.
It doesn't.
And for me to get mad at Ed Jones because he does something for him that works doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
The problem is what works can sometimes take decades to come to evaluate. And that's the issue, because what can work you think's working at 30 and 40 and 50 years old. I mean, you kind of think beer drinking works for a while. I mean, I don't feel worse.
Yeah.
I don't gain weight. Everything's great. I'm working out wonderful in the gym. So what is the 7 or 8 or 10 beers per day? But it doesn't work when you do it long term. But that's where you read and you find trusted members and you learn from people who know more than you do.
Yeah, but your body changes, Ed. I mean, so what I could do when I was 25 compared to what I can do now that I'm 55, that goes back to what you're saying. I should be getting my blood work done on a consistent level, because my body produces hormones differently now than it did. Mm-hmm. It stores fat differently than it did. It requires different supplements than it did. So if I'm just going to not do blood work and go on how I feel, that's okay. But how am I really behind the scenes? So if I'm getting blood work done once a year minimum, and all of a sudden I have something I can review, then I don't have to wait 10 years. I can look at the last 6 months and go, why are my joints hurting all of a sudden? Let me go get blood work. Let me see what's going on. Let me be curious about my own health.
Well, that's, you're putting people in a place of investigating and learning also, though. Then that's what I keep going back
to.
You can't just hope and you can't just think.
Hope is not a plan.
It is not a plan. And we have to make some concise effort with a plan to evaluate, is it working, is it not working?
I say that to my business clients all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're like, well, I was gonna, and I was trying, and I think the market's gonna turn, and I'm really hoping, and I'm like, hey, man, hope is not a plan. Hope is needed in life, but you're not gonna build a business on hope.
Not at all.
I can tell you right now, Nutrition World has not been built on 40 years of hope.
No, it wasn't. It had to start
a plan.
It had to start with it, but then you had to create the plan of action, and then you had to have the discipline to stick with it, just like all businesses and workouts and all the things we do. Want to throw out this, because every year, because of the season we're in, they're so delicious and tempting, but strawberries still rank number one as far as the heaviness of pesticide residue, and that's through a company called EWG. EWG evaluates cosmetics, foods, cookware, and it's the most accurate company that will say this is great, this is very unhealthy, and in between. But again, strawberries, please get them organic. We do get some from our local farmers. We don't get a whole lot, but when we do, they're amazing. They burst with flavor. Most people don't know that we actually have local farmers now bringing us foods. I was walking out of the store right before I came over here, and we had one lady had the entire counter covered up with every kind of vegetable that you could imagine that we're selling and kind of doing their grocery shopping there. But they found 22 different pesticides on a strawberry berry. And, of course, the six dirtiest produce items are, number one, again, strawberries, number two, peaches, nectarines. This one really surprised me, spinach. Spinach was four, cherries, and apples. The thing about apples is you can peel them. We'll reduce some of it because the peel can stop some of that pesticide.
I love apples.
Well,
apples are my favorite. No,
I'm
not peeling them. That's where all the good stuff is. But I used to eat bowls. My grandmother used to peel apples for pies, and I used to eat bowls of just the peelings.
Did you?
Yes.
Yuck.
Oh, they're beautiful. That's where all the vitamins are, man.
Oh, you just keep telling yourself.
I do.
That's
I'm going to keep saying
where all the pesticides, glyphosate, and insecticides
are. This is the 70s,
are.
Dude. We didn't have all that back
then. Okay. Well, no, in the 70s, we had far less.
No. Yeah, of course we did.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm ready for a Nutrition World to start like a farmer's market.
Hey, we keep trying. We're taking baby steps.
Okay. A Nutrition World farmer's market. You got that big warehouse back there in the back, mm-hmm. in that other parking lot?
I know.
You could set up a farmer's market back there.
I will say that probably next year that will happen.
Because I grew up going down to the farmer's market downtown with my grandfather.
On 11th Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up, barefoot and dirty down there with my grandfather. Yeah.
My daughter always has this crazy idea, because she got crazy, I think, from me, is that we need to build a restaurant on top of Nutrition World with steps that go up there, and you can sit and watch the airplanes come and land and eat foods. Would that not be cool?
Oh my gosh. Cool. Now, you get the food right across the street from your farmer's market.
That's right.
And it's made right up here.
Oh, it would be a national phenomenon.
There you go.
Yes.
You build what you want.
I've already checked with architects, and they say the building would probably collapse. We can't build.
You got all kinds of property back there. You know what you could carry? The holistic Navigator Tequila.
Ooh, don't throw no ideas out. I've already blown
holistic tequila.
I've blown so much money on Zunta bars, not making a penny yet, that I'm not going to have another idea, but I'm so loyal to them.
Zunta Tequila coming at you soon, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I still hadn't covered most of my notes, so we'll be covering those with Empowering Your Health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Ugh. I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and I'm going to get another facial at Alchemy Med Spa tomorrow.
Good for you.
And they use a chemical peel, and it truly makes an amazing difference in the quality of your skin. That's why I look younger than you. And
oh, yeah.
You are 10 years younger than me, but yeah. I look younger than you because of things like that.
Absolutely, and it's because you have such a kind, generous heart.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate it and recognize
kind of
that.
Heart. Yeah, you're not bitter
and you know
at
what?
All. Yeah.
Hey, before we wrap things up,
okay,
I'm making fun of your.
Well done. I see what you did with that thing there. Thing.
Did I say thing?
No.
Oh, okay. Phew.
No, I hope you do, though, because I'm going to try to get a $50 gift card. I can do
hey,
that.
I got a gift for you already.
All right, let's hear it.
What we got? I have a cool sleep product that I really have been an expert on sleep. Why? Because I've had about 25 years of insomnia off and on due to multiple reasons, you know, from divorce to girlfriend problems to also anxiety.
Yeah, business.
And also,
yeah.
Pee-pee problems at night as the older guy. I mean, it just comes with the territory.
Yep.
And things start spinning in your head, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you like have 3 or 4 hours of sleep. Then I got the Aura Ring, which has helped me manage it wonderfully, but it doesn't fix it. But it gives me, again, you talked about a plan. It helps me to create a plan of action. Well, I try everything because I did write a sleep book. It's free on the internet. You just Google nutrition, w.com sleep ebook, and you can get the free ebook. And it has all the steps that have helped me immensely, including one drug that I do recommend that I'm not going to talk about on the air, but it's in my book. It's the only drug I would take. It's the only drug I have taken for insomnia when it's horrible. But a company called U-Theory made a product called Sleep Nighttime Powder. Okay. And the main ingredient, which is unheard of by almost anyone, is called glycine. And glycine actually has been researched for bleeding, stroke, muscle spasms, pain, menstrual bleeding. But according to researchers, if glycine is taken shortly after a stroke, it limits the damage and accelerates recovery. It has antispasmodic effects to eliminate muscle spasms. But as one user of glycine said, for once I went through a whole night of sleep without waking. it was the first time I'd ever taken it. I did several grams of glycine, and I had slept 9 hours without waking. I tried this last week. It has 3,000 milligrams of glycine. It tastes pretty much tasteless.
Uh-huh.
Has a tiny bit of melatonin, 0.3 milligram. That's nothing. So it will not bother anyone. Then it has tryptophan, 250 milligrams, which is kind of like a natural antidepressant.
It's what's in turkey, right?
It's in turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And so I'm going to give you this to try.
All right, I got to ask this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any side effects I should worry about from the whatever it's
called? Nope. Glycine is in every healthy food there is. It's never found in unhealthy foods. There's no contraindications.
Okay.
And I would recommend you do a full scoop. If it doesn't work the first night, maybe do a scoop and a half the second. I found it to be beneficial.
How long before you go to sleep?
You know, I find that I can go to sleep pretty darn well. My sleep issues start it's rising to the top about 1 o'clock in the morning, so I did it right before bedtime.
Okay.
If your trouble was going to sleep, I'd probably do it an hour before bedtime. What is yours? Do you have trouble staying asleep?
I'm restless.
From the start?
Yeah, I'll go out for a couple hours. I'll toss and turn for an hour or two. It's not that I'm wide awake and I'm not fully asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just in that in between. So I'll probably take it about 30 minutes before I go to bed. See how it works.
Yep.
Thank you, by the way.
Well, and the one method of mechanism of action, which is really freaking cool, is it lowers your body temperature slightly.
Oh.
And we know that the cooler temperatures will improve sleep generally. That's why they make these bed covers now that are cooling the beds.
Right.
I don't want that because I don't like a cold bed, but it would cool the body, which makes you relax more.
Yeah.
Nothing is worse than having a hot bedroom.
No, I like you can freeze meat when I'm sleeping. Just
really?
Put it, oh, yeah.
Put
it down to 67, 68 degrees.
If I'm covered up,
yeah.
But I don't want the bed to be cold.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. I like cold pillows.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do like, I just ordered me a pillow today. I have one already for several years. I love, it's made by a company called Avocado. It's all organic. None of the fire retardants, which express themselves with bad stuff that comes out. But Avocado is a wonderful company for mattresses and for these pillows if you choose to do it. You know, I talk about oxalates a lot. Again, oxalates are components of generally healthy food that are like destructive to our system in some cases. Spinach
right.
has a lot of oxalates, but this was a new one on me. Have you ever had a star fruit? Have you ever seen a star? You have?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Star fruit in the medical literature, very strong in the medical literature. If you eat a lot of it one single time, you can destroy your kidney. One single time.
Wow.
Destroy it. It can kill animals. And Dr. Greger, who's on nutritionfacts.org, stated in a really good article how it causes extreme kidney toxicity and it also causes hiccups.
Huh.
Had no idea that any food would cause it. But these oxalates are devastating to joints. And I do feel that part of my hip issue was a chronic use of way too many oxalate green foods, which spinach was what I ate the most of.
Mm.
Now, broccoli has none. Cauliflower has none. Coleslaw has none. There's plenty of foods. Brussels sprouts is none. Plenty of foods I can still eat, but I've had to cut out a few of the ones that were really special. When I go to Jason's Deli and get the Mediterranean bowl, which is what I eat twice a week, that has quinoa, I replace it with rice.
Mm.
So it's not that difficult.
So quinoa's bad, too.
Quinoa has oxalates. Again, it's nutritionally replete.
How about kale?
Kale has modest amounts of oxalate. You can eat some kale, but you never should juice kale.
Okay.
You should never juice kale. But no one should eat star fruit.
No star fruit.
Never again.
Okay.
Do you eat at P.F. Chang's at all?
Nah, every now and then.
Okay. I ate there last Sunday night. It was a fantastic
every
meal
now and then.
Just quality is amazing and no MSG. I just got to say that.
Yeah. Pizza Brothers, Jonathan's, Portofino's. Where? That's where I went. That's the three places. Waffle House, all in East Ridge, exit one.
Ooh, right there, all together.
I'm within 1 mile of my house.
Yeah, Portofino's, they moved to the new location, right?
Mm, yeah. I actually have had, I eat there at least once a month.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe once every 2 months.
What do you get there?
It's my spaghetti and meatballs.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't go in there and ask for, hey, can you give me the meatless meatball with the, I like the pasta with no pasta.
So you don't ask for them to bring the label of the olive oil out like Edward Jones would.
No.
No,
put more of whatever that bad stuff is on it. I'll go to the gym and drink my green drink that Ed Jones said will help me live to 100.
Okay. Well,
that's what Ed Jones guaranteed to 100.
Guaranteed or your money back. Yep. So you're going to do that sleep thing, and we're going to talk about it next week.
Next week.
By U Theory.
Yep.
And it's a sleep remedy, and it's reasonably priced. It's almost tasteless. Do it before bedtime.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
does not contraindicate with any other products or drugs that I have ever seen in my life. But again, if you're on massive drugs, and check with your doctor before doing
Please
it.
Please do.
I love Dick's Sporting Goods. This is a, I don't know how transparent this is, but it seems, headlines seem to read very kindly, because there's a ingredient called PFAS, and I'm not going to say the word. It's got 14 syllables, and for people from East Ridge, when you get past four syllables, it just is done for.
Yeah,
you can't move on.
We get stuck and frozen in time.
Yeah. But that chemical is in a lot of clothing, and Dick's has joined a growing group of retailers to eliminate PFAS in clothing, because they say that that chemical is too dangerous to human health to allow in their lines of clothing. And that chemical is called a forever chemical, because it will never break down in the environment. Huh. And now we are seeing levels of it in the blood of animals and in humans. So when you sweat in these athletic clothes, like yoga pants that have PFAS in it, or any athletic wear, you are absorbing this chemical into your bloodstream.
Hmm.
It takes retailers, it takes money. I mean, it takes people shopping with their value of money as a vote in order to change things. And that's, I give Dick's a lot of credit, because they're standing up to, and they don't have to. It'd be easy just to ignore it and go on. It really would. And one thing that came across my little, all my little feeds, which I had never thought of, and I do not obsess about all these little teeny tweaks of our life choices, I love coffee. I drink me a nice big cup every morning. I get it from Nutrition World, because we have the organic, the non-acid, and all this good stuff. Right. But sometimes I'll get it from the grocery store. I don't have to get it from Nutrition World. But the headlines of this was, plastic plus heat equals more chemicals. And I'm sitting here thinking, my coffee maker is plastic. It gets really hot, and it has water in it. I wonder how much chemicals are coming out of that plastic, because it's being so...
None.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Oh. I'm trying to find some good news. I drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day. Go back to what we were saying. At some point in time, I got to be able to do something.
You can do all these things. You just have to balance it with some detoxing method, sweating, take your nutrients, blank, blank, blank. But if your coffee maker breaks, then you have a choice. Uh-huh. Here are the list of non-toxic coffee makers. I never heard of any of these. A Bodum French press, a Bun V917, a Hario Woodneck drip pop, a Chemex pour over, a Cuisinart percolator, and Ovalware pour over. You have those in your house? Do you have a Woodneck drip pot?
That's none of your business. I'll thank you to mind your own affairs. You'd be asking about my Woodneck drip pot. Oh. I don't know. I got to be honest. I feel a little violated, to be honest with you.
My face is turning red over here. I've kind of crossed the line, I think.
I can't even look at Ed right now. Ed's asking about my Woodneck drip pot. What kind of radio show is this on a Sunday morning? People, we apologize. You're going away to church. We're talking about drip pots.
Cover the kids' ears right now.
Coffee makers. Golly gee. How about just think of the old coffee maker that I drink out of every day.
And you have for your whole life, right?
I didn't start drinking coffee until I was 30 years old.
Oh, really?
My son was born.
You know,
and he couldn't sleep. And my buddy came in one day and handed me through a box of
Maxwell House?
Yeah. He said, here you go. Well, the folders where you can just dip like a thing of tea. Okay. He said, try one of these tonight. Because I never drank coffee. I hated it. And my son woke up that night at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I went in there and made me a little cup of coffee. And about 2 o'clock, he and I were up. He tried to go back to sleep. I'm like, oh, no.
No,
a little crap. No. You wanted to get me up. We're up. We're playing, big boy. And since then, I have been an addict. Straight-out coffee addict. Yeah.
I love it, too. I love the taste. I love the habit. I do, too. You know,
there's research on that the coffee affects you quite a bit, but it's the habit. That actually gives you the perception of mental clarity and stuff too.
I can believe that to a certain degree. Yep. Yeah. If I don't drink it, then I feel like I'm not going to ever be on my game.
You're telling your brain,
but man, it could be totally decaf, and I probably would have the same results because I've fooled my head.
Yeah.
2005 study. I found this very interesting. In the Journal of Sports Medicine, they found that in females, 6 weeks of training walking backwards, either on treadmill or in real life, they actually experienced a 2.4% decrease in body fat. And this is the big one here. They realized a 19% decrease in the, and this almost sounds kind of yucky, the sum of their skin folds.
Yeah. I walk backwards on the treadmill.
Do you?
Yep, three times a week for 5 minutes.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I went and watched, if you go to, there's a knees over toes guy.
I love him.
He was on Joe Rogan.
Yep.
And
yep.
part of what, and I do their exercises against the wall because I got some, you know, my knees are old and I've used them quite a bit. And then I do the walk backwards a certain way at 5 minutes, three times a week at least when I'm on the treadmill.
So are you on your knees when you're dealing with your wood neck grip pot?
Wow. And he said it was on them. He took it to a different level right there. I use them a lot, Ed, because athletes have to run and jump and do things.
Okay.
But I'll let the editor see if they let that comment stay in.
All right. Well, I guess it is time to take a break now for
I
sure.
I think so.
A big break.
Good Lord, we missed that about a minute ago.
It may be the permanent break.
I was going to say, and we're off the air.
And when we come back, we'll have a couple words of wisdom and a couple more points. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Clint Powell. And Clint, tell everybody how they can access the Vital Health Radio on other platforms.
Yep. On Tuesdays, I mean, we're live. I mean, we're on the radio every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. But on Tuesdays, it goes out as a podcast. So your favorite podcast platform, you can just go look for Vital Health Radio, Apple. It's really easy to find, Vital Health Radio. And if you want to type in Ed Jones' name as well, that'll help kind of filter it down, but that's where you find it every Tuesday. You can go back and listen to it, and you can subscribe to it as well. Leave us a review. It helps us.
And on Spotify.
Same thing. Yeah, you just go to Spotify, just search the same thing. A lot of times if you just type in Vital Health Radio download, it'll pop up all the different platforms.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I speak a lot about the Stoics, and this today I just want to read what they talked about, which was the 10 top tips from the Stoics. And who were the Stoics? They were an ancient group of people, and when I say ancient, you know, Marcus Aurelius in the Roman days, who were really, really had a mental toughness that allowed them to pursue through very, very difficult famines and wars, starvations, and they did it in a more graceful way than many people could. And here are the 10 tips.
Okay.
One is focus on what you can control. Mm-hmm. You know, how often is it that we just spin on efforts that we don't have a choice in? I can't do anything about the weather. I can make a little plan around it. I can say I'm going to put my seatbelt on, or I might go enough for road, but I can't do anything to control it. Two, meditate on your mortality every day. This is one that I get a lot of kickback on because I have that app called Countdown, and it counts down what I think how long I will live intuitively. And I think we all could have some intuition on that if we really meditate on it. It makes my days so much more valuable because I'm not going to wait if I think I only have 6 years, 1 month, and 2 weeks left. If I think I have 26 years left, I mean, because I am in the fourth quarter of my life, you're in the third quarter, I am not going to wait on anything. I'm going to make sure that I do it as soon as I can. Number three, I think you may appreciate this one, own the morning. Mm-hmm. The morning has secrets to teach us, Rumi said, and I truly believe that. Number four, think progress, not perfection. I bet you actually teach that to some of your business clients.
Absolutely.
Perfection is an enemy of our life. Number five, when you read, ask, what do I plan to do with this information? That's something I could probably very much improve with. Number six, value time more than money or possessions. And that you spoke earlier about creating stories in your life. Mm-hmm. Stories are created with time. And holding money in a bank does not create those. Number seven, try to find the good in people. And that is sometimes difficult, but when it does, sometimes they act the better because of it. Number eight, never be overheard complaining, even to yourself. You know, I have been a really good self-complainer. I don't actually verbalize it often, but I can whine internally pretty darn well with the best of them.
Right.
Number nine, listen more than you speak. It's hard as a podcaster because our job is to speak. But as a general rule, I do love listening. I really do. Number 10, the last one, be strict with yourself and tolerant of others. What a wonderful last advice. Strict with yourself. I'm very strict with myself now, but only after I've gotten older. Young-wise, I couldn't be strict. I didn't have the discipline.
Yeah.
I think you could make yourself do anything, I think, too, just knowing you, Clint.
Yeah, well, most people can. We just don't realize it. We quit when it gets hard,
yep.
And so we don't know what we can do.
No, we don't. And, you know, that was one of the fastest shows I think I've ever done. It's the same amount of time, but it just flew by. That means we had a lot of fun, and I am thrilled every week to be here, and we'll be here for another, actually, 6 years, 1 month, and 1 week as far as what my countdown says.
Oh, wow. We got a long time.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
it's not very long. It's going to make me appreciate every daggum show.
I love it.
All right, my brother. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.